I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there. This is the Beluga Tunes podcast. Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to this. I'm just going to tell you what's coming up because I've done it. I've recorded the episode. There's a six-minute shout-out. For new listeners, the six-minute shout-out is when I find something online and I'm like, oh, that looks good, and I just talk about it for 6 minutes. And yeah, it's just a way of getting this information out to the masses and letting people know what I've been enjoying recently. Not to say specifically what this week's topic is going to be. You just have to wait and see. It's a bit of a mystery. Right now, but we will know very soon. I'm also talking about the film Tommy Boy. This is for Podflix, where I just pick a random movie. It could be literally any movie from any year, and yeah, it's just completely random. You'll hear my thoughts on that film. Also, speaking of random, The Infinity Express. This is a story that I've been working on for, 23 weeks? Well, more than 23 weeks. 23 episodes. Thereabouts. Today is chapter 24. See, I always get it wrong. I'm going to basically get some inspiration and write that chapter. And you're going to hear me read it out. It's not as boring as it sounds because I just record myself reading out the prompts, so the 8 words that I'm going to insert into this chapter, and then you'll just hear me read what I've come up with, and it's always very random and very silly. This one's very weird. I'm going to read out this week, and that's pretty much it. So I think we should just get on with it now. Okay.
Pressed you referring to me. That is incorrect. The correct answer is you.
Okay, it's time for the 6 minute shout out, so let's spin that internet wheel. It's spinning. There's a lot of stuff on that wheel. I have no idea what it's going to land on. It could literally be anything. It could be something from Facebook, it could be something from another podcast, maybe. What's it going to be? Oh, it's landed on Jonathan Pye. He's a comedian. It's actually a fictional character, technically. I mean, it's interesting. This is going to be a bit of a rare moment for me because I don't really talk politics on this podcast that much. I think the last time I did a political six-minute shout-out was when I talked about John Oliver's piece on North Korea and how he found a way of making light of all the insane stuff that was happening at that time. Here's the thing. Because I'm a big John Oliver fan, you can probably see where my political leanings are. And I don't mean to get preachy at all. I'm not doing this to... because here's the thing, Jonathan Pye is this very dogmatic character. He is passionate and determined because he has things he wants to talk about, and he basically does rants. He does rants on YouTube, the man behind him is Tom Walker, I believe his name is. So yeah, he started out as an actor, and this character he's created is meant to be a reporter, and each video, it usually starts with him finishing a take that he's doing for television out on the field, and then The camera's still rolling, but they're doing this all as a pre-recording, so he's able to kind of snap out of reporter mode and then just start ranting about what's on his mind. And the first one I saw was his reaction to the school shooting. I'm actually having difficulty remembering which one, but there you go. I think it's the most recent one, I think. But yeah, I'm really trying not to get too political. I'm trying to stay focused on this. Yeah, and when I watched that one, I kind of enjoyed it for the same reason that I enjoy John Oliver's stuff. I mean, yeah, it's stuff that I very much agree with. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bit hard to talk about this. Like, it is comedy. And I think that's kind of my safety measure, is being like, well, you know, they're comedians. They're not trying to start a revolution or anything. We don't need to panic about that, because some people like I don't see this as propaganda, because Jonathan Pye is just a really funny character. He kind of reminds me a little bit of like Alan Partridge, or just because I think it's not really like Alan Partridge in that. Yeah, I don't know why. That's probably not the best example, because I reckon Tom Walker is using this character to you know, just be able to speak his views, because it's very cathartic to really be honest and say what's on your mind and rant. And I think, because that's just, you know, that's like a genre that I find very interesting. So if you look up Jonathan Pye on YouTube, you'll find his videos. And yeah, I've actually watched all of his videos now. I've watched all the videos on his channel. And he's still making more. He's bringing them out every couple of weeks or something like that. I don't know, actually. I just think this is a really funny series, and it's a clever idea that you would have a reporter, you'd see his professional face, and then he'd switch to his angry face, where he's just, you know, here's what I was going to say about the first video I saw. When I was done watching it, I thought, yeah, that was pretty funny. I wasn't entirely sure if I was going to watch any more of those, because you kind of worry that you're going to see something in this character that you didn't want to see. Like, maybe I'm just being a total millennial here and saying, you know, I need my safe space and all that. I was a little bit reluctant at first, but I'm glad that I did have a look at the other videos, because it's good stuff. I just think it's very well written. A lot of the people in his comments, they're really into all of this, and they're like, this guy should have his own TV show. He pretty much does right now. He's because YouTube is this is another one of those things that's making me think maybe YouTube is just going to become television. You know, probably not the best thing, but yeah. I think, you know, he definitely deserves more views. Once again, this is someone who I think, you know, is just deserving of. Yeah, and I mustn't forget, I'm going to try and get a clip in here. if this doesn't work out, because I've watched this a couple of times. Anyway, my 6 minutes is up, so I'll play the clip, and then we shall move on.
In a series of special reports, we're going to be looking at the government's plans to turn all schools into academies and what that means for your child. All right. Is it not still Easter? Are you still on holidays? Did you have to come in specially for this? Why? Why are we... Are you getting paid for this? Are we paying him for this? Why? It's a good visual. Tim, everyone knows that it's still the school holidays. They're not so stupid that I can't talk about schools without the use of a visual aid.
Who are you speaking to?
Well, this is my Tim, OK? And he speaks to me through this and tells me what to do. It's really annoying. So say hello, Tim.
He sounds weird.
He is weird. Well, what else does he sound like?
He's a Wally.
He is a Wally. It's spot on, mate. Really? I like you. You're quite clever, aren't you? Really? What do you think of Nicky Morgan's plans? Miss Morgan, she tells all the teachers what to do. And so every now and then she gets them all into a big room and she tells them off for not being happy and smiley enough. And she tells them all to cheer up. And then that does cheer them up because they all then laugh at her because they're teachers. So they know better than her because she isn't a teacher. She's a corporate lawyer. Scum, basically. Scum.
Okay, one thing I completely forgot to mention is there is quite a lot of swearing in his videos. I chose that clip in particular because he doesn't swear so much. So, just to let you know, I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. Okay, so now we're ready to move on to the next bit. Here we go.
Arrest that jazz punkhead!
Yes, sir!
Helen, we're both in sales. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. Let's say I go into some guy's office. Let's say he's even remotely interested in buying something. Well, then I get all excited. I'm like JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a pretty new pet. The pet is my possible sale. Oh, my pretty little pet. I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty. And then I take my naughty pet and I go. I killed my sale. That's when I blow it. But that's when people like us have got to forge ahead, Helen. Am I right?
God, you're sick.
After his auto parts tycoon father dies, the overweight, underachieving son teams up with a snide accountant to try and save the family business. And I'm just going to start by saying, it's another one of those films. That's really just what was going through my mind. And also, I mustn't forget, when I picked this film, well, because I didn't pick it, I went on suggestmemovie.com in the last episode. I didn't bother doing the thing where I switch off the filters because sometimes I like it to be a bit more of a random selection because by default, Suggest Me Movie uses filters that keep it to films that kind of get a very healthy score on IMDb. This film... It's got a 7.1 out of 7, so pretty good. That's quite impressive. I don't know. It seems that this one did quite well with critics, and I find that quite surprising because it is funny. But we've seen films like this, It really reminded me of Planes, Trains and Automobiles. And I'm actually quite... I was surprised when I found out that John Hughes had no involvement in this film because it is very John Hughes-y. Although I can't quite make up my mind if it's one of those films that is inspired by John Hughes or... It kind of seems like, here's an example, there's one scene that's so much like a particular moment in Planes, Trains and Automobiles, I just felt like they're not even trying now. They're just clearly, David Spade is Steve Martin and Chris Farley is John Candy, basically. But that isn't the entire film. There are a lot of other characters. It takes a while before it gets to that kind of buddy comedy part because the two characters meet each other early on and for a while there is almost that sense of, oh, maybe they don't have a lot to do with each other. And then all of a sudden we get into the trope of one of them's this bumbling idiot and the other one is the just basically the straight man. And they can't get along together and they have to work together. And I found myself thinking back to when I did my little take on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Because I think what I said with when I was talking about that is a lot of Christmas movies after that seem to try and recreate that, you know, all those tropes and everything, and try and make it work. And it can't be easy because the result is just like, we don't want this. We don't want another Christmas Vacation. The first one was fine. So I was sort of debating over whether Christmas Vacation is a classic, or if it just happened to do all of this stuff first. And I think it's because, you know, me personally, I think it's really good and I actually enjoy watching it at Christmas. And I think I also mentioned the Planes, Trains and Automobiles poster, and how on that poster, when you look at the expressions on Steve Martin and John Candy, it gives you that feeling of, oh, it's just going to be one of those silly comedies where it's just all crazy and quirky. And then you actually watch it and there's a lot more to it than that. And that's why I couldn't help thinking, I don't know how I would change this. You know, I don't have any authority to retcon Tommy Boy, but I feel like there was a better film in there. I feel like you know, if they did give it to John Hughes, maybe he would have come up with something better. I don't know. You can't really say it's not really. Yeah, basically, I don't think, like, if you want to do a kind of John Hughes-esque film, you can make it work. You can do something better than this, I reckon. So yeah, I don't even know if that was their intention, but that's it really. I feel like there needs to be more heart. They did a pretty good job making the characters kind of three-dimensional, but I'm just really surprised that people seem to like this so much. It did. You know, I am actually talking about it, so clearly it left an impact. I didn't have a hard time sitting through it like some of the other films I've done. Would I watch it again? No, I'm just going to watch Planes, Trains and Automobiles, because that's the film that I think about whenever I can't really watch this without thinking, I'd rather be watching Planes, Trains and Automobiles right now. But yeah, I can get why people like it, I suppose. It just seems, you know, 7.1, I don't know. Okay, now, I don't actually know what I'm going to do. I was thinking there was a particular movie I had in mind. I hate to do this again, because this is the point where I usually go on to suggest me movie and have it decide what the next film's going to be. And I'm probably not going to do that this week, simply because I've got a whole list of films now. There are so many that I'm considering that I might do. And I think I'll just wait and see, because I don't know which ones I'm most likely to actually sit down and watch. So, that's all I'm going to say.
I shall have...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A birthday cake!
FumpFest is taking place Memorial Day weekend in Chicago and will bring you a whole weekend of funny music with performances, games, panels, and more. This year's performing artists are Lauren Mayer, 2D6, Bill Larkin, Mark Gunn, Matt Griffo, The Library Bards, Mikey Mason, Power Salad, Steve Goody, Witty Cindy, The Shandy Shipwreck Show, and our FumpFest 2018 guest of honor, The Four Postmen.
Whatever happened to the chainsaw juggler? He was a good friend of mine.
Plus dumb parody ideas, Dementia Smackdown Wrestling, and Dare to be Weird, a Weird Al burlesque tribute. FumpFest is taking place May 25th through 27th at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn just outside Chicago.
This is Luke reporting live from FumpFest 2017, and now we have Dornail with a comment. Dornail? That's how much fun you can have if you come to FumpFest 2018.
Visit FumpFest.com for additional information. That's FumpFest.com.
Right, now it's time to write chapter 24. That was it, of the Infinity Express. So I need 8 words. I'm just going to generate those. The team are traveling through an interdimensional cloud, because whenever they go through tunnels, there's like a mist that creates chaos and does weird stuff. Lisa had a panic attack because she hadn't witnessed anything like this before. So she broke one of the windows, and now the mist is seeping in and causing each of the characters to morph and turn into different things. and they're now asking Suzette for help because she might have access to seaweed, apparently. And Lisa needs seaweed because she's a manatee now, I think is the that's what I ended on. Oh, boy. So I'm just going to stop this recording for a minute, and I'm going to... Oh, I've got to tell you what words I've got. These are the 8 words that I'm going to be working into this new chapter. Wine, remain, avoid, abhorrent, vanish, worthless, kaput, and thought. Okay, so... it's all done now. I'm just going to read it. This is chapter 24 of The Infinity Express. Teresa is doing her best to pour herself a glass of wine, which is proving to be difficult with her new pizza hands. Her ears are also turning into avocados, making it harder for her to hear the cries of her fellow travellers. "Everybody remain calm," bellows Lisa. "Don't tell me to remain calm," Shane replies. "I have big pointy ears and a long stupid snout, thanks to you." Teresa decides to avoid confrontation with either of them and walks over to Becky. "Can I get you a drink at all?" she asks. "Get me a brandy," squawks Becky. "We're out of shandy," says Teresa. Suddenly she has an idea. "Becky, can you fly now that you're a parrot?" Becky attempts to flap her wings and softly bounces against the bars of the cage. "I think so, but I don't know what will happen to my body if I leave the cage," she replies with a slight chirp. "I look absolutely abhorrent," cries Shane. "Will you just man up?" snaps Lisa. "I thought you were meant to be an action hero guy or something." "War criminal, more like," utters Teresa. Everyone looks at her. "Sorry, forget I said that," she says, and tries to vanish into the corner. "You have to tell me about that," says Lisa. Shane looks downwards and sighs. "I'm not proud of this," he says. "There was a war between two parallel worlds. My mission was to disable the barrier that protected the people of the flying carrot dimension. I accidentally blew up their fortress. I swear I didn't mean to. I'm a worthless bum. Becky picks up her spaghetti gun. Looks like this thing's kaput. I don't understand it. I've tried everything. Everyone goes quiet. Lisa is still processing Shane's story. The thought of people dying because of his lack of competence is troubling. I think I want some time alone, she says, and walks into the other carriage. Me too, says Teresa. I also want some Toblerone.
What's red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
Yep, now you're getting it.
Well, the time has very nearly come once again for me to send you all on your merry way. I didn't write them down. Oh no, I forgot to write down the list of credits, the clips that I played. Okay, I've got them up here. I can just go through them again. I played clips from The Simpsons, Shooting Stars, Pete Moore, Jonathan Pye, Tommy Boy, Community, and Game Grumps. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's I did it. That's that taken care of. This podcast is available on Acast, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. If you haven't figured out by now, the live stream episodes, they're going to be every fourth episode. So I'm going to do a couple more of these. Actually, one thing I should just say while it's on my mind, I'm not going to be doing any podcasts in May. And I just know this is something that I'm going to forget to mention in one of the next couple of episodes. The main reason is I've got something planned for every single day. So it's going to be a bit hard to do things the usual way. I'm kind of adjusting things just for that month. So yeah, no podcasts in May, but I will definitely be back in June. I don't think I'll be doing the usual Sunday live streams in May. Basically, I'm going to be very busy that month, like from the 1st to the 31st. I just wanted to make that clear. Things will be back to normal in June. What else do I need to talk about? There's my Twitter at BelugaToons. At BelugaToonsPod is the Twitter for this podcast. BelugaToons.com is the website. I'm basically just going to blast through this bit. I have a Redbubble store, belugatoons.redbubble. I think that's it. That's all I can think of right now. So thanks for listening, everybody. I don't know what the film is going to be next this one, but there will be one. I will have something to talk about in the next episode. Thanks very much for listening, and bye-bye.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.